This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There will be, it turns out, no AIG lawsuits over its government bailout. The company's board of directors said this afternoon, thanks but no thanks. It's going to pass on joining former CEO Hank Greenberg's $25 billion suit against the federal government. But memories of other bailouts do still linger. Commentator Robert Reich says the future of the banking industry is on his wish list for the new year.
Okay, here's my prediction for 2013. This is the year we break up Wall Street's biggest banks. Why do I think so? Well, first, they're far bigger than they were 4 years ago when they were considered too big to fail. The five largest now have almost 44% of all U.S. bank deposits. That's up from 37% in 2007, just before the crash. A decade ago, they had just 28%. The biggest banks keep getting bigger because they can borrow more cheaply than smaller banks. That's because investors believe the government will bail them out if they get into trouble. So it's dawning on many that there's no alternative but limiting their size and breaking up the biggest. A few months ago, Dan Cerullo, the Fed governor who specializes in bank regulation, proposed capping the size of bank balance sheets. Some former titans of Wall Street are saying much the same thing, even Sandy Weill, who created Citigroup, the nation's second largest bank. And the new Congress may be supportive. The new chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, Texas Republican Jeb Hensarling, has been a strong ally of small banks in their push to rein in their bigger rivals. It's not irrelevant that the Dallas branch of the Federal Reserve, in Hensarling's own home district, has also proposed breaking up the biggest. Meanwhile, over in the Senate, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown is a strong advocate for breaking up the big banks and is now on the Senate Finance Committee. And Elizabeth Warren, scourge of Wall Street, will sit on the Senate Banking Committee. In other words, the timing is right. The oven is ready. All we need is another multi-billion dollar banking loss, like JPMorgan Chase's last year, and the biggest banks are cooked.